Today on Real Life Radio.
We need to know that the victory has been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are shielded by his blood, we are protected by his word, but doggone it, we need to get up and we need to disrupt the kingdom of darkness.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey everybody, something that you should know, that in our church and in our media community, in the social media community, we have for decades, as a church, started every year off with the reading of the one-year Bible all the way through. So I'm encouraging you to join us and do the same. If you are not one of the tens of thousands of people that are actually on the same page with me, with my wife Lisa, with the church and beyond, the entire Real Life audience and beyond, get a copy of the one-year Bible and get started with us on January 1st. You can get a copy for yourself at jackhibbs.com, but by all means, please do this. And listen, get one for your friends or maybe a son or a daughter or a mom or a dad. The one-year Bible, through the Bible in 1 year together. Join us.
That's the one-year Bible, and it's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack brings to us his New Year's series with a message titled, The Great Put On. As we enter the year 2025, let's continue to live with hope and expectancy in our hearts by living a victorious life, equipped and ready for whatever comes our way. You see, we live in a very different culture than we've ever known before. A global shift that's being played out in every single area of our lives, marked by a greater increase in godlessness, apathy, and lawless behavior. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that when we put on God's armor, we're shielding ourselves, putting on what's strong, what's right, and what is bold. Now, with his special New Year's message called The Great Put On, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The enemy of us is always trying to figure out how to get to you. That's why I'm a big fan of God's grace, because if you and I knew what was pointing at us every day from the spirit realm, we'd probably pass out. But God's grace gets us through each day. You know, remember Bugs Bunny? You ever watch Bugs Bunny for those deep theological illustrations? Do you remember when Bugs Bunny's sleepwalking and he walks through the construction site? That's like us, man. He's sleeping, he's stepping off a beam, the crane's going up, picks him up, takes him over there, he lands on the wheelbarrow, goes down the thing, goes over there, another, oh my goodness, we don't even know what's going on. And God's got it. Amen. We need to remember that. And we're able to stand against the wiles. So I don't want to freak you out or anything, and I know there's young people in here too, so I want to change it up a little bit, but we need to know that the victory has been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are shielded by his blood, we are protected by his word, but doggone it, we need to get up and we need to disrupt the kingdom of darkness. It goes far too long, it goes unchallenged. We've learned in the last couple of years that leaders and churches have just turned and ran from what's difficult. We need to realize that, listen, it's in those moments that God shows up. You love reading these great epic battles in the Bible. Oh, read this one. Oh, this is a great one. But the reason why it's even in the Bible is because some radical, unusual thing happened, even if it was a handful of God's people. Jehoshaphat was doomed. And then he turns to God and says, "We're doomed." And God says, "I got this. Watch what happens." Amen. We love those events in the Bible. We just don't want to live them. But I'm going to say, yeah, I think we do. I'm ready for that. Amen. I'm ready for God to use you and I this year in ways that disrupts the kingdom of darkness. It would be great to know that. Jesus said in John 16, 33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation or difficulty, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." I love that. And in Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 6, the Bible says, "Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' And Jesus said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.'" Verse 8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And that verse, that passage is so true that the fact of the matter of it happened in your life when you came to Christ, because you are, we are those dwelling in the ends of the earth from Jerusalem. It's remarkable. It's awesome. The wiles. The word wiles is where we get the word methodology. Isn't that interesting? The enemy has methods. That's good, huh? We need to know that. Again, can I give all of you this recommendation? I've said it before. I'll say it again. Please, how about this? Let's all read again this year the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. Why? Because C.S. Lewis exposes the methodology of the wicked one. And it's quite fascinating. And you'll even laugh about it. But you'll also realize, wow, I think that's going on in my life. Incredibly powerful. I love the fact that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says that when Jesus was being tempted by the devil, that the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Isn't that precious? I love that. But listen to what Luke 4, 13 says about that. When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. And so I want you to be on guard, and I want you to be strong. Right? I want you to put on Christ. I want you to put on tough, understanding and realizing that the enemy is going to try. Look for weaknesses. Don't give him any. Don't leave your spiritual door unlocked or your spiritual window cracked open. If you're a husband in here, don't raise your hand, but if you're a husband in here, you should pray over your wife or for your wife every day before the sun comes up, before hell gets a chance to wake up. You cover her in prayer. I think the Bible is very clear about that. God in his goodness has made us in him to be tougher than we think. When Jesus had his disciples together, you know, I don't know what the moment was like. If you're watching the Chosen series, watch that, take a look. Maybe it's something like that going on. But at some point, there's a moment where Jesus says to Peter, Satan has asked me if he could sift you as wheat. Now, that didn't sound so bad to us because we don't do wheat and we don't do sifting. We just go to the store. To sift wheat is to take wheat, and this very, very heavy, dense log has like nails in it. And a donkey would pull that over the wheat and would thrash it, just tear it up until it comes away from the chaff. And all of that violence exposed what you want to eat versus what you don't want to eat. So Jesus tells Peter, hey, Satan asked me if he could sift you like wheat. So Satan is looking for an opportune moment, right? So what led him to ask Jesus that? Which is an amazing moment if you think about it. Because Jesus is probably just sitting there, all the guys having fun, they're on their, you know, playing cards or whatever they're doing. I don't know, they're sitting around or something. I don't know. And Satan speaks to Jesus and says, can I have Peter? And don't worry, I'll do to Peter what I did to Job. How's that? And I've told you before that I would think confidently that when Jesus said, Peter, Satan's asked for you, he's asked to just beat you up. I'm sure that Peter's just going, yeah, it's okay. Like, no big deal. Because you told him no, right? Right? I mean, wow, that's a close call. I'm glad you told him no. You told him where to go, I'm sure. No, actually, Peter, I didn't tell him no. When he's done with you and you survive, use that to strengthen your brothers. Is that heavy?
Yes.
That's heavy. See, I don't want that to happen to me. So put on tough. Put on the word of God. Put on Christ. Makes a big difference. And then thirdly is this. Put on what is strong. Put on what's strong. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, these spiritual entities. But put on strong, verses 13 to 14 would mean this, that in the words of William Grinnell, he wrote this in 1616, what have we Bibles for? Ministers and preaching for, if we mean not to furnish ourselves by them with armor for the evil day. That's a good word. Be strong.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Therefore, verse 13 says, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. To withstand is an amazing statement. It means to set up in line of a defense, to have a wall, as it were, of protection against that which is opposing you, to resist or to ward off. And I love this, to deflect away. Be strong. The believers to be strong that when the enemy throws something at us, we are to deflect it away. And we do this, church. It's not like we have to work at this. We just have to assume it because it's been given to us. We just need to determine tonight, going into the new year, to have that mindset. It is going to work because he's anticipated the evil day. And then he goes on to say, having done all to stand, stand therefore. And that word stand means to just simply dig in. We're going to hold our ground. We're going to dig in. Can I say this? Can I encourage you about this? I know that in a group this size or in time, that there may be situations where you need to fight for your child, or you need to fight for your parents, or you need to fight for your husband or fight for your wife. Don't give up. Don't underestimate what's going on. One of the greatest things that when we are not walking in the Spirit and thinking about putting on these things of God, then we often miss what's happening to us and we assume it's just, well, this happens to everybody. And we're not being sensitive to that fact that you and I are a child of God and nothing can come near us. I love this. The Puritans would say this. Everything that comes into our lives as believers must first be filtered through the Father. Even if the enemy knocks on your door, it could be a test, but it's Father observed. Don't think for a moment that your teenager has reached a place where you say, I've had enough. You're on your own. And that is their moment of great crises, and those are the last words on the planet that they need to hear. You may think they need to hear it. You may say it in frustration. Don't do it. Teen rebellion, that struggle, all that's going on, they need faith. Amen. They're searching. Number four, we need to put on what is right. Having girded your waist with truth. I want to show you this image. It's kind of cool looking. We'll see more on Sunday. I love that. That's just a great thing. It just looks great. Somebody should introduce this as a fashion thing again. But You see that belt? It's kind of a lot, but that's actually, as elaborate as that is, you see the leather strap, it's not fancy like all the other stuff. It's not something, you know, that stands out. But the word actually means to be multi-wrapped or numerous belts around us that hold all the armament together. And that is a great thing, because why does the Bible paint that picture? Because it's truth that holds you together. We were having a conversation earlier this evening about truth. And the beautiful thing about truth is you don't have to create it. It is what it is. Jesus is truth, and truth never changes. While the world's freaking out, truth just waits. It's always there. It's ever consistent. And a world without truth runs around like a nerve cut loose. A world without truth makes stupid decisions, insane ideas, bad logic, irresponsible, crazy. But the number one thing here on this regarding our armament into this new year is truth. And we have it in His Word. There's no reason why any of us should lack truth. It's available to us. It's beautiful. Number five, and we'll have to end here. Number five is this: put on what is bold. And I want to be careful how I end this. Put on what is bold, meaning this: having put on the breastplate of righteousness. When I say bold, I don't mean arrogant, ugly, bold like the world. You know, the world's boldness is ego, arrogance. It's really so not attractive, to say the least. But to have God's boldness comes from putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Check out this image of the breastplate. This is just a little image of it. Look at the intensity of that. If you've ever been to Windsor Castle in England, there is the I think it's called the armory, though I'm not sure, maybe you can correct me, but there of the kings of England, they're the king's armor, the knights, you know, they weren't knights, they were the kings, but they look like a knight. You know, all the knight stuff? Coat of mail, all of that. Pretty awesome. And they also have their actual horses stuffed, and they're these armored up mannequins are there in the actual armament of these kings back to almost 1,000 years. One king after another. And we talk about being bold. We can be bold as believers because of the breastplate of righteousness, if you understand it. You and I have zero righteousness of our own. Zero. If we thought we had some form of righteousness on our own, I guarantee you this, we would not be bold, we would be arrogant. But when we realize that His righteousness is given to us by the cross, what Jesus did at the cross, He purchased that with His own blood, and He turns around and gives us, notice the placement, the breastplate of righteousness. It is to protect the vitals of the believer. If you think about it, what could possibly be your spiritual lungs, your spiritual heart, the vitals of who you and I are? These deep things of the Spirit, not who you are physically. This is not who we are. Who's inside of us? The person within. And for the believer, we are this one that is wrapped in the righteousness of Almighty God and the breastplate of righteousness. I mean, think about all the hits that that takes at war or in war. And you're protected. The vitals of your being are protected. How? It's His righteousness that protects you. I love the fact that God's righteousness is there and given to us, and it's supplied to us. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, that the wicked flee when no one pursues them. You know what that's called? Paranoia. The wicked, because they're so guilty, somebody says, "How you doing?" "What do you mean?" They're all jittery all the time. They've got a story. They got an angle. They're lying about everything. What's wrong with you? Everybody's after them. Their world is constantly catching up to them. That verse goes on to say, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Isn't that great? This is for you, church, tonight. You're going into the new year with the breastplate of righteousness, which gives you his boldness. That's why we need not fear what man can do to us. We need to remember that. Boldness comes from the fact that he's righteous and that he's given that to us. And so I want to leave you guys with this. This is a word of encouragement. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 10, he said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, meaning for doing the right thing. His righteousness will cause you to do the right thing. But that's not going to go down well in the world. When you say that's not right, when we start watching in a community, and in this year to come, we're going to have figure out how to get you into these courses or just flat out stop a service and do it. But how to detect human trafficking in a community. It's in every community, and the more wealthy the community, the more trafficking. Follow the money. And you need to know that. You need to know how to see that and do what about it? Know what to do so you can do the right thing, to do righteousness. Well, I'll let somebody else do it. No, you've got to do it. If you see it, you got to do it. Remember, it used to be the motto of the CIA or somebody, Homeland Security. They need to do it themselves. But it's see something, say something. Remember that? That's a good thing for us. See something? Say something. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. This is Jesus speaking. For great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth. Salt stings an infection and heals a wound, right? It preserves things and makes food taste better. It's amazing. It depends on how you use it. For what? If the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? The word is actually, how shall it be re-seasoned? You can't do that. It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under foot by men. You, us, are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light, this is what we're going to do. Let your light so shine before men. The word means unbelievers. The entire world, all who you come in contact with, generic, before men, that they may see your good works. This is amazing. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's in the day of judgment. They're not gonna say, good job. Look at you doing so good many things. Stopping human trafficking and painting grandma's fence. And what? They're not gonna do that now in this life. That last statement is regarding the day of judgment. They're gonna say, you know what? I should have listened to that guy or that girl or that woman, that man. They were doing the right thing. And I recognize, God, that you are moving.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his special New Year's message called The Great Put On. Thanks for listening today, and Happy New Year from all of us here at Real Life Radio. Our prayer for you is that your 2025 will be full of contentment and joy that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's been a great joy this past year sharing our Real Life Radio program with you. Thank you for welcoming us into your home and your life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey everybody, I want to thank you for being with us throughout this year. And can I just please take this opportunity to pray? Father, I'm asking you to not only heal our land and to do a tremendous work in each and every one of our hearts, but Father, that you'd send revival to the church and an awakening to our nation. but Father, for all of those who have joined us on these Bible studies this year, that this a remarkable time would be a settling in of their faith. And as they look forward to a new year, Lord, may they make sure that they walk. The first step for the new year to come would be with you, that they would determine that they're going to walk now with God close like never before. So, Father, we desire to know you more as we look ahead to the future, and we thank you for the year gone by. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.